This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. The 98th National FFA Convention is heading back to Indianapolis this month. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
The 98th National FFA Convention and Expo will take place October 29th through November 1st. Christine White, Chief Program Officer of the National FFA Organization, said it's a highlight of the year for many FFA members.
When you look at it from a perspective, for some FFA members, it's a pinnacle of their event, and for others, it's a launching point of their FFA career. So it's an opportunity to hear motivational speakers, hear from our national officers, compete in competitive events. This year, we will recognize the highest record number of American farmer degree or American degree recipients that we've had in the past.
White said there are plenty of opportunities for personal growth as well.
We will have workshops throughout convention that students can engage in and be able to learn new things and take that back to their home communities. We also have career success tours, so exposing students to agricultural career opportunities in the greater Indianapolis area so they can go visit different locations, but just to learn a little bit more about those pieces. So it's about really opening horizons and providing good connection points with real-life experiences that they may not get in their local communities.
There will also be lots of ways for FFA members to give back to the Indianapolis community.
We'll have students that will be going to some food pantries and helping reclaim food that has been donated and helping to distribute some of those components. We are partnering with Indy Humane, and they are working on creating emergency kits and leashes.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.